WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 40 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. A Bryan man with 11 prior convictions, mostly for property crimes, is returning to prison after admitting to taking two pairs of designer boots. 39-year-old Scott Jones was sentenced to 13 years by a Brazos County District Court jury.
Certainly sends the clearest message that that enough is enough, and at some point it no longer is about the defendant. It has to be about the community, and it has to be about business owners, large and small, who have all been the victims of this defendant.
Assistant District Attorney Kevin Kapp says the jury not only knew about the thefts from the Mule Barn at the mall, but about his arrest for four shopliftings at local Walmarts. There was an armed robbery of a neighborhood convenience store in North Bryan Tuesday night. You can watch the video provided by Bryan Police on our website at WTAW.com. The clerk working at Guerrero's Grocery on San Jacinto was struck and received minor injuries from one of three suspects who covered their faces. The men ran off with an undisclosed amount of money. It's going to take almost 5 years for Brazos County to get new computer software for the criminal justice departments. A nearly $4 million contract with a new provider was approved this week. This follows the first provider going out of business last summer. Commissioner Sammy Catalina was part of the committee that developed the recommendation, which received unanimous approval.
You know, we had to realize, number one, that we didn't have a whole lot of time. We didn't have a whole lot of choices. They worked real hard to make this happen. We feel really secure with what we've done. We feel like that we've got the best deal for the best part of the money. Eric and them have a lot of things in place to make sure that on this contract that we get what we pay for this time and to make sure it works.
The county continues legal action against the first company, which filed bankruptcy, in an effort to recover $2.6 million spent on developing software that was never completed. The original agreement was approved in November 2011. Installation of the software approved this week won't be completed until October of next year. The Bryan School Board has a new central office administrator and has brought back an incentive for teachers thinking of leaving the district. Last month, Bryan ISD's Human Resources Director Lee Felder resigned. The board at this week's meeting approved expanding the position to include support services. Filling the position is the principal at the Mary Catherine Harris Alternative High School. Leroy Morales is in his second year with the district. And after taking off last year, the school board has brought back a $500 incentive for teachers who will tell the district by February 27th if they're leaving. Deputy Superintendent Tim Roque says that will give principals a start on which positions need to be filled when a career fair is held the following day.
We know from research that the very best applicants tend to come available actually now through March. And as the spring progresses and certainly summer, those high-quality applicants begin to tail off rapidly.
Only teachers are being offered the incentive. There could be one fewer advisory committees in College Station. At the last city council meeting, Mayor Nancy Berry received support to discuss eliminating the Landmarks Commission as a separate body due to lack of interest.
We only had one person apply for the Landmark Commission, and we have like six openings. And I'd like to, since we created the Landmark Commission by ordinance, I'd like to come back and look at whether we want to continue to have the Landmark Commission or have it put under the HPC.
HPC stands for the City's Historical Preservation Commission, where four appointments were made at the last council meeting. WTAW News Time, 7:08. It's 40 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Just like your home's decor and the paint color on your walls, the flooring in your home is an expression of you. At Zwirneman Flooring, our goal is simple. Help every individual client express their style with the very best in flooring selections, price, and service. Whether you're in need of carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete, Zwirneman Flooring can create a unique floor made just for you. Call Zwirneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zwirneman Flooring, now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
There are two kinds of people in the world. The stay-putters, the fine-just-where-we-ares, and the no-sudden-moves crowd. Then there are the what-the-heckers, the let's-go-for-its, and the up-for-anythings. This is their vehicle. The 2015 Toyota RAV4. Perfect for the we're-out-of-here crowd. because it's jam-packed with more features and more tech to get you where you want to go, like a backup camera, and available options like a blind spot monitoring system, power lift gate, and lane departure alert. All the whiz-bang tech that everyday adventurers like you gotta have. Yep, with the Toyota RAV4, you're ready for anything. So come on, all you count-me-inners and why-notters. The RAV4 is loaded and ready to hit the road. Like, right now.
Yep, right now, lease a new 2015 RAV4 LE for $199 a month for 24 months, with $1,999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states. Ends 2/2/15.
We at FiberMax know that when it comes to having a successful and profitable cotton growing operation, every detail matters. But don't just take our word for it. Let's hear what FiberMax cotton growers have to say.
My name is Brent Patterson. I am a FiberMax grower. I farm around Whiteface, Texas. We planted FiberMax 2334 GLT this year on a center pivot, and it yielded 2.5 to 3 bales under that pivot. Most times on our pivots, we aim to make 2 bales or 2 bales plus, so we were very happy with the yield that the FiberMax 2334 GLT did. We will definitely plant it next year. In fact, this year we have it on a drip patch, and it looks better than the 3 bales, so the potential is definitely there for the 2334.
FiberMax, for quality and yield. Learn more at FiberMax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
Good morning. It's 7-Eleven. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 29 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
We're starting our Thursday off with lots of cloudiness. Computer models tell us, though, as the day goes on, clearing will take place, so we'll be watching for that. High temperatures today, 45 to 50. It does become clear across the area for tonight. Lows near 35. Milder weather gets a chance to move in for tomorrow. Sunshine, highs 55 to 60. Clear, not quite as cold tomorrow night, a low of 40. Sunny on Saturday, temperature Saturday afternoon near 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit, as there are Aggies that are playing in the NFL Players Association Senior Bowl coming up this weekend. Myles Garrett adds his name to the list of All-Americans for Texas A&M, and more with the NBA and other sports in about 45 minutes or so, 50 minutes.
Okay. Well, you know, it's kind of been a tradition that I don't put the Academy Award nominations announcements on live. I used to do it just to annoy Tom. And then I did it to annoy Ben. But I'm in a quandary because I wish we could do that this morning. You know, one of the things we used to do is just have the ambient sound, because they have a buffet for the media beforehand and hear people clinking glasses and eating. And then when they would actually start the nominations, I'd turn the audio off because we didn't need it. But, you know, this morning I'd like to do that because there are some nominations that I would like to have announced live. The problem is it's at 7:30, which is right when Patrick's doing the news. Because this year, you know, we have Alfonso Cuarón and J.J. Abrams, who will be announcing the nominations for animated feature film, documentary feature, production designer, animated short film, live action short film, and sound editing, which I think everybody wants to know about.
Well, you have to. How do you do your daily job?
I know. So I may capture that, since it'll be live during your news. And we'll play that for people. So at 7:40, hopefully we will have the nominations for original song and production design and other things that people would want to go to their office and be able to talk about. And then Chris Pine is going to do all that other stuff, you know, with actors and things. But anyway, we'll see. As so often, we're just organic here. We kind of go with the flow. We hope things work. So are you trying to get in shape here for the new year? You still one of those people, haven't fallen off the workout wagon yet? Do you have somebody who leads you through your workout, who talks to you about strengthening your core? Well, Ben & Jerry's is here to help.
All right.
Ben & Jerry's is launching 3 new flavors this week, and they have cookie cores. Now, I know that's exactly what your workout leader wants you to do when they say strengthen your core, is get more cookie core from the ice cream that you're eating.
Actually, what it means is instead of jam or fudge or caramel running directly through the middle of the product, the ice cream makers have added cookie butters. I don't know what cookie butter is.
Cookie butter is a...
Why would you know that, workout dude? You're not supposed to know that kind of stuff.
Because I have some in my pantry, and it's delightful. You get it at Trader Joe's?
Yeah. The cookie brand name is Speculoos. That's the one I've had.
And it amounts to, like, pasty snickerdoodle. It is so good.
That's a good way to describe it.
Wow.
You can put it on waffles. You just slap it on a piece of bread when you need a little snack.
Once again, you two guys plugged into something I have no idea about. So that's like that'd be new and different.
I blame the wife. But.
Okay. Well, but it doesn't matter, but you still eat it, don't you?
I do.
Okay. So they got Boom Chocolata Cookie Core, which is mocha and caramel ice creams with chocolate cookies, fudge flakes, and chocolate cookie core. They got Peanut Butter Cookie Core, which is peanut butter ice cream.
Ooh, and it's crunchy.
And crunchy peanut butter sugar bits. Oh, that's good.
Oh.
And then peanut butter cookies and peanut butter cookie core. That's a lot of peanut butter.
Oh.
Could you take two scoops of that? I mean, I'm thinking like a spoonful would be about enough of that.
It lasts for a little while.
Yeah.
Yeah. The cookie butter itself, mm-hmm. I've had for probably 6 months. It's it's kind of like Nutella in that, you know, a little bit is good.
Yeah.
A lot, not so much.
Then they have Spectacular Speculoos Cookie Core.
That's the one.
That's it?
That's the cookie butter I was talking
okay,
about.
Okay, all right. Which is dark caramel and vanilla ice cream with Speculoos. Is that how you pronounce
it? We say Speculoos.
Okay, Speculoos, great cookies, and Speculoos Cookie Butter Core. So there you are, coming to a place near you. Hey, if you're going to fall off the wagon, go all the way, right? Let's go big time. Let's do that. The Pinellas County, that's in Florida, sheriff's office has some splaining to do. Two rugs costing $500 each, sitting in the agency's new office building.
Roof.
They're there for a few months before anybody happened to notice that it said on there, yes, thank you, in dog, we trust.
Just because there's a dyslexic guy working there, go pick it up.
I know,
the
there
sheriffs.
You go. You're taking up the mantle or lintel. Obviously, the golden green emblem is supposed to say "In God We Trust." It's not a typo. I mean, if it's on the rug, it's like a Yarno or a Weevo. It's not a typo. But anyway, finally caught by the security guard earlier this week. Is there a picture of this out there somewhere? There's got to be.
Yes, there is.
There has to be. Okay. The department spent $81 million on a brand-new administration building.
To their credit, though, it's very small. The biggest letters are, you know, the Latin symbol around and the big giant star.
Yeah, yeah.
In Dog We Trust is pretty little.
So how do you fix that? I mean, you know.
The company is sending them
a new
free replacement rugs.
Yeah. And they got two of them. See, how does that happen? I guess the guy keying in the computer, right?
Yep.
All right.
You know that, or it auto-corrected itself. Because I've had, I think about it.
Okay.
How many times have you typed something and then looked back and went, what?
Yeah.
I didn't say anything close to that.
Oh, yeah, no, that happens on my text. I can do that. All right, here we go. Out of Saudi Arabia, Muslim. Wait a minute. Let me time out a minute. Did we have John Kerry say he's going to go over to France and give the country a big hug?
Yes.
Is that what he said?
Mm-hmm.
He really said that.
Yes.
Patrick and I were talking off the air about the lack of gravitas in this administration. And if I mean, there's a guy who looks like he has it. I mean, besides looking like Lurch. I mean, you would think he would. But to say we're going to go over and give him a big hug, this is what the Secretary of State of the leader of the free world says? Okay, anyway. In Saudi Arabia, a Muslim cleric is forbidding the building of snowmen.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Recent snowstorm that took place there. One of the sheikhs was asked if it was okay for fathers to build snowmen with their children. His response, it is not permitted to make a statue out of snow, even by way of play and fun. He considers snowmen to be replicas of human beings who have souls. The good news is, the cleric says it's perfectly fine to build snow sculptures of buildings and fruit.
Yeah, the point they made, another point he made was of no living things, no humans or animals. But then he said fruit, and I'm just wondering.
Well, can you do a 3D printer thing of one? I mean, how would that work? How's that work?
Probably, I'm guessing no.
Yeah. I mean, there are technological challenges now as we move forward.
So if you take that a step further, and I'm being absurd on purpose, then you couldn't recreate organs, could you, if you needed a heart transplant?
No, yeah.
Is that not the recreation of something human?
I guess they're going to have to work that out in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
That'll be their problem, not ours.
Not with the price of oil falling the way it is that they could afford a new heart, but it's just a thought.
720. Okay, so let's say that you go ahead and do the Ben and Jerry's thing and fall off the wagon.
Okay.
There's now hope and help. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration yesterday approved the first of its kind weight loss treatment device. A device that targets the nerve pathway between the brain and the stomach. Okay, it is called the Maestro Rechargeable System. It can control a person's feeling of hunger and fullness. Wow. The FDA says this is the first anti-obesity device the agency has approved since 07. It is approved to treat patients age 18 and older who have not been able to lose weight with a weight loss program or who have a body mass index, BMI, of 35 or 40, or who has enough money to get one. Oh, no, I didn't say that. Or at least one other obesity-related condition like type 2 diabetes. Here's what happens. The device consists of a rechargeable electrical pulse generator, wire leads and electrodes that are surgically implanted in the abdomen. It works by sending intermittent electric pulses to the abdominal vagus nerve. That nerve helps regulate the stomach's emptying and signals the brain when the stomach is full or is empty. An external controller allows patients to charge the device and lets healthcare professionals adjust the device's settings.
I want to see that part.
What, the adjustment?
No.
What?
Excuse me, I have to recharge.
Yeah,
let me plug myself in.
Yeah, do you walk over there to the wall and just plug that in? Patients using the device were found to have lost as much as 8.5% of the excess weight, more than patients who were not implanted with the device. A little more than half of the users lost at least 20% of their excess weight, and about 40% of the patients lost at least 25% of their excess weight. The side effects include nausea. Well, what doesn't cause nausea after all? Pain at the site of implant, okay. Oh, vomiting and surgical complications. That's nice. Other side effects include pain, heartburn, problems swallowing, gas, mild nausea, and chest pain. The device manufactured by a company out of St. Paul, Minnesota.
I wonder if you can adjust it, though.
Well, I know it says the healthcare professionals adjust it.
If you can, it's electronic. You can hack that. Right. I'm going to have 200 calories today.
Yeah. Whoa, don't turn that up to 11. What are you doing?
Yeah, it's got an 11 on it.
Are still coming in weekly from companies with sharp copiers who've seen their servers continue on that slippery slope downhill. Here at Texas Document Solutions, a local, debt-free, employee-owned company, we answer the call. We put you in charge. We guarantee service and support in writing, and that promise of accountability is backed by a 40-year heritage of customer satisfaction. No 800 numbers, no voicemail, everything local. Texas Document Solutions. If your sharp copier service has gone downhill or you're being pushed to trade in your reliable sharp for a Xerox, give us a call for a proposal to service and support your existing copiers or a proposal on new technology from Sharp using our Flex Rental Program. It provides total flexibility to downsize or upgrade with no penalty, no gimmicks. Call or go online. 775-5500. 775-5500.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
Get the best in fitness with AeroFit. It's never been easier to join. Save now and start achieving your fitness goals. Memberships start as low as $30 per month, and AeroFit has 5 locations to better serve you and your family. Plus, with AeroFit's elite training staff, AeroFit can get you on a safe and healthy path to fitness. Call today and find out how AeroFit's personal training staff can get you in the shape you've always wanted at a price you can't afford. Call, click, or come by today and look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. It's never been easier. Join today and your body will thank you later.
It's 725, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Peach Creek Vineyard and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful and rural setting just south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyards.com. Here we go. 52 for a high temperature today. We will see the sun before the end of the day is what they're promising. 34 for a low temperature tonight. Then on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, high temperatures will be in the lower 60s, low temperature right around 40, and no mention of rain. Lots of sunshine again. Right now, the winds are out of the north at 8, 86% relative humidity. The wind chill is 33. Yeah, a little bit of mist out there in different parts of the city, and we've got 39 degrees.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Rudy's Barbecue, Garland Shelton Imports, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW. For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, another lefty dream has come true for New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. He launched an identification card program to allow the city's 500,000 illegal immigrants access to government services. De Blasio said, "We don't want any of our fellow New Yorkers to feel like second-class citizens." They're not citizens, you... But thanks to this ID card, citizen has no meaning anymore, folks. An exuberant de Blasio called the card a gateway to city services. Gateway to city money. He said the city ID is the key to opening bank accounts, getting library cards, free memberships in 33 of the city's finest cultural institutions. He declared the ID represents New Yorkers who value equality, opportunity, and diversity. Now, the ID cards are available to anybody 14 years and older, and they're already lining up. Bernardo Garcia from Columbia said he'd waited over an hour at a Bronx library to get his gateway to city services. Senor Garcia of Columbia said the ID would come in handy for jobs, banking, insurance, for everything. And yes, Mr. Garcia, even maybe for voting. It's the biggest program of its kind in the country. Now, let's see if other cities follow. Now, if you're an illegal alien in New York City, your ship has come in and you're not at the airport. You found a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. First, Obama rewards you with amnesty. Now, de Blasio's opening up city treasury to you. Who said breaking a law doesn't pay? Heck, in New York, it's the way to go, dude. Have at it.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with intimacy. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-214-8537. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-214-8537. That's 1-800-214-8537. Call 1-800-214-8537.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 40 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Northgate could become home to a parking lot of food trucks. The subject was brought up at the last College Station City Council meeting by James Benham, following several requests from food truck operators.
The owner of that parking lot has expressed interest in that happening in his lot. So you have a willing sellers and a willing lesser of the spot.
And Benham called the concept a food truck park.
If you've been to Portland or Austin or any other city that has these, they're fairly popular. I wanted staff to make sure that if our ordinance allows it, that we give the parameters to these people so they can proceed quickly. If our ordinance does not allow it, that we have a discussion in front of council.
The location is the parking lot behind the IHOP restaurant at University and College. A Bryan man who admitted to shoplifting designer boots on two consecutive days at the same store the year before last is headed to prison. A Brazos County District Court jury sentenced 39-year-old Scott Jones to 13 years. Assistant District Attorney Kevin Capps noted Jones had 11 prior convictions and was in jail facing trial for four more shoplifting charges.
With his criminal record and with the amount of offenses that he had been committing since he had most recently been released from prison, it wasn't a question of if he was going to commit a new offense and create another victim, but it was a question of when.
Jones pleaded guilty to thefts the day after and 2 days after Christmas in 2013 from the Mule Barn at the mall. Cap says Jones was found after a store employee followed him outside and took a picture of the getaway vehicle. Brazos County Commissioners approved an agreement more than 3 years ago to replace computer software affecting criminal justice operations that includes the courts and law enforcement. After the first company went out of business and filed bankruptcy last summer, the county this week signed a contract with a second vendor to replace what is now a 15-year-old system. Unanimous approval was given to the nearly $4 million agreement following a recommendation from a committee that included Commissioner Sammy Catalina.
We're not going to make everybody happy with what we're doing. All we can do is to get in this deal and get it all working and go ahead and then change things as we go along as we need to. I think Tyler Technologies is going to work with us to make this happen. I know this committee, these people have done a lot of work and a lot of effort put in this deal to make sure that this is good, we're getting what we're paying for, and we're going to make it work, and I appreciate everything they've done.
Installation isn't scheduled until October of next year. The county is also continuing a lawsuit attempting to recoup $2.6 million paid to the original company before they defaulted on their contract from November of 2011. Personnel actions at this week's Bryan School Board meeting included the return of offering teachers an incentive to announce they're leaving sooner rather than later. If teachers give notice by February 27th, they'll receive $500 in their August paycheck. Deputy Superintendent Tim Roque says this helps principals who will be scouting new hires during the spring and when the district holds a career fair on February 28th.
The state allows contractual employees to provide notice up to 45 days before the first day of instruction, which is around July 4th.
That's less than ideal, yes.
Yes.
Only teachers qualify for the incentive, which was not offered to anyone in Bryan ISD last year. The school board also hired the district's new human resources director, which followed last month's resignation of Lee Felder, the current principal at Mary Catherine Harris Alternative High School. Leroy Morales will move to the central office in what Dr. Roque says is a position that will also include support services.
Our ambition and purpose is to take support services and auxiliary services from the business finance department, which is Amy Draws' area, over to actually under my area, to give her some relief as we begin a multitude of construction, facilities, renovation-type projects.
No decision has been made on who will take over at MC Harris. The latest armed robbery is a neighborhood convenience store in North Bryan. On our website at WTAW.com, you can see the video provided by Bryan Police of three men taking cash from Guero's Grocery on San Jacinto. The store clerk was struck by one of the men, resulting in minor injuries. A Robertson County grand jury has indicted former district attorney John Pascal on a felony charge of misapplication of fiduciary funds. He's out on bond after turning himself in at the sheriff's office. The Eagle reports Pascal is accused of misusing money while serving as executor of the estate of a Calvert woman who died in 2004. The indictment follows an investigation the Eagle reported last August involved three state agencies. That followed a civil lawsuit that was later dismissed, which was filed by a distant relative of Pascal's client, Miriam Oscar. Open carry gun activists wandering the hallways of the state capitol have some state lawmakers calling for heightened security.
The problem began when several open carry activists visited the offices of one of the opponents of the issue, State Rep Pancho Naveras.
As far as I'm concerned, you're a tyrant to the Constitution of the United States of America.
You won't be here very long, bro.
I won't be. I won't
we the people are coming to take Texas back.
The group did finally leave without incident, but it has lawmakers asking for more power and heightened security.
This amendment adds to the list that every member controls the discretion and access in their office.
State Rep Trey Martinez Fisher's amendment now gives the lawmakers more power over their own office, even allowing for panic buttons to be installed. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
And WTAW News Time, now 7:35. It's 40 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news on the way at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 29 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
We're starting our Thursday off with lots of cloudiness. Computer models tell us, though, as the day goes on, clearing will take place, so we'll be watching for that. High temperatures today, 45 to 50. It does become clear across the area for tonight. Lows near 35. Milder weather gets a chance to move in for tomorrow. Sunshine, highs 55 to 60. Clear, not quite as cold tomorrow night, low of 40. Sunny on Saturday, temperature Saturday afternoon near 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
You know, losing's no good around here.
Oh, really? Wow, great. Wow. You know, newsflash.
Losing's no good around here.
Yeah. Newsflash. Thank you.
That's Rick Carlisle. Oh. I particularly thought that was funny.
Sure.
He's head coach of the Mavericks. We'll have more on the NBA. A couple Aggies becoming All-Americans and more in sports in 13 minutes.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean it.
Hey, natural sound.
That's it. There you go. That's the sound right now live from Los Angeles or Hollywood or wherever that is where they're going to announce the, they've already announced some of them. But I didn't want to interrupt Patrick's news.
Aww. If you can hear me over the screen. Hi, how are you?
Oh, darling, you look fabulous.
Yeah, it's my favorite part. I just love it.
Reporting live from the corner of the Grand Ballroom.
Yeah, we've got it all right there. I'm just saying, we got it all right there. Well, let's see.
Wait a minute. We came out of an argument about open carry.
Yeah.
And the ambient sound.
That's right, buddy.
From nomination.
Here we go. Let's see. Uh-huh. Oh, I thought we were going to... Oh, I think they were giving us a warning that the announcement's 30 seconds away.
Did you hear them dim the lights?
Yeah. So anyway, we'll keep that up until they start the announcement. Then we don't. Because, okay, you know, I saw Bill Oliver yesterday. Bill and I got a chance to chat for... I always enjoy talking to him about stuff because he gives me background. And not once did he mention the food truck park.
Uh-huh.
Not once did he mention the food truck park. And I enjoy when Council Member Benham is in here. We get to talk about a lot of things. I never thought I would hear any member of the College Station City Council try to sell an idea to the people of College Station because they've got it in Portland and Austin. Okay? I'm just saying that. I'm not saying I don't think we even approach Portland or Austin, but It's food. That crosses a lot of political boundaries.
Okay, so where do we go with that? All right, I understand where it's going to be now. It's going to be right there behind IHOP and the Schlotzky's and where that is there, right in front of the stack, I guess. And
David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange.
There you go. And that's got a large parking area right there. So now, are we going to spray paint into that parking lot, you know, that this is where truck number 2370 goes? Or is it first come, first serve? How long are they going to have to stay there?
Well, it's private, so it's up to the property owner.
So we're just talking about passing an ordinance that allows it. Is that basically what we're saying here?
That's my understanding, because currently in College Station, food trucks can only occupy a public portion
correct
for a certain number of days every year.
Right, hours or whatever within correct a period. Okay. So we're saying, like, these would be like tie-downs. I mean, you could, like, come in and just do that, huh? I guess we need to get some more information on
sure
that. Now,
it sounds to me...
Go ahead. Tell me. Go ahead.
This is my tinfoil hat. But
whatever.
If you have to run something through government for that, that means within a matter of years there's going to be a way for them to tax those spaces, being it, you know...
Oh, sure. Well, it's
rental space, just like it's rental property on already owned private land. So we need more money for that.
Okay. Now I'm gonna take a big jump, and I believe that's probably the Culpeppers that own that. Okay, that area right there. Here's the deal, though. Look, for those restaurants who have made an investment, okay, who have made an investment to be where they are 24/7, 365. You got to protect them as well. Now, and again, disclosure, I'm on the board of the Downtown Bryan Association, and we discuss the whole idea when they have the first Friday down there. And there's been a lot of discussion, quite honestly, on the board about allowing food trucks down there. Now, without weighing in one side or the other on that, the one thing is that is, we know exactly when that is, and it is for a very short, specific period of time, okay? And it's the hope, at least in downtown Bryan, that these brick and mortars are full up. And so what this does is it takes the overflow, and those people are able to be served there, okay? So, and again, they must be kind of invited to be there in space charges. And again, the thing that we wrestle with on the board about that is what's the long-term ramifications of it. Now, that's for a specific day once a month. I'll be interested to know what we're talking about as far as those people being able to be there, because then you're going to allow them to be there 9 days out of the month? You allow them to be there on just Saturdays and Fridays and Saturdays? I mean, and again, that's cherry-picking maybe some really good times. And if that's the
sure
case and you're not doing an overflow situation there at Northgate or, again, farther down on University East, you've got a lot of businesses down there that are in the eatery business. So, I mean, I think you have to remember to protect those people who have made an investment in your city 24/7. And, again, if this is a food truck that's associated with an already established restaurant in College Station or Bryan, okay, I can feel a little more comfortable with that.
Yeah, but then you're showing preferential treatment to food trucks.
But then, no, because the company has made an investment. That restaurant has made an investment. They've got a business here, and they're paying taxes here and doing all that kind of and employing people there. And so the city is getting some benefits from that. But if Freddy's Fried Hot Dog Donut Station comes in from Cameron, if they come in from Cameron to take advantage of this, then I don't know that that's not money that is opportunity revenue that other restaurants that are here all the time in Bryan College Station shouldn't be getting.
Property owner A decides to build a brick and mortar on their property.
Kay.
Property owner B decides to lease the similar property to people who don't have brick and mortars. Where do the property owners fall on this?
Well,
because they're both leasing, I mean, they're both utilizing their land to the best of their presumed abilities.
Right.
And I think that's what we're saying here is that council has to take action for the people who own that parking lot space to be able to make that a revenue generating situation, which is okay. I got that. I just want to make sure on the backside that the brick and mortars in College Station and Bryan are being protected from those people who come in on only special occasions, for instance, and do that.
And here's one for you. Because of the landscaping ordinances, How are you going to landscape the parking lot? Riddle me that one, Batman.
Yes, sir. We'd like for you to come in. Now, remember, as you park your truck, you'll have to bring out two potted plants in the front and one potted plant in the back. And if you could also bring three pink flamingos and a small water event, that would be just fine.
And that's the other question I had, because the debacle that was the pink and black building that was on Texas Avenue for a while, colors do they have to be?
Right. Oh, that's the other thing. That's right. We have a color ordinance in College Station. You have to make sure about that.
Does that hold to the trucks?
Ooh, this is a slippery
slope. I'm not playing. There are things that are going to have to be answered that way.
And, we were just talking, I think we had the folks from the City of Bryan in last week talking about the color palette, which has finally been approved in downtown Bryan, that you can only have specific colors on. Mr. O'Connor, you bring up a wonderful question. I love that. We'll have to get on the phone to Lance Sims right away and see how that plays out. Because we want people from the city coming over and counting the numbers of colors on the trucks, on the food trucks.
And the plastic plants.
Okay.
With no more than 50% bromeliads.
That's one. Now, I don't know if we have a bromeliad ban. Okay. I'm not sure. Hello. Hello.
I guess all the trucks have to go park in Bryan then.
Yeah, that's right. They may have to. I'm not sure. But see, they've got, but they have a color palette in Bryan now. They approved the color palette, so. That's a problem there, too.
And if it becomes very popular, do you have to park and ride? I mean, this is
That's why we are here, to protect the citizenry of Bryan College Station from those people who would come in and undermine the kind of communities that we are supposed to have.
And heaven forbid they take an Uber ride over there.
Oh, you're just stirring the pot.
That's okay. I live in Bryan. I can do that.
That's right. Okay, here you go. I guess somebody didn't have anything to do, so they came up. Hang on. We'll grab another phone. Hello.
I just wanted to know.
Yeah, go ahead.
What? Oh, okay.
That was the Oscars. I was just feeding a little Oscar audio to you.
I'm not even going to listen. I'm not listening to you today.
Thank you. Okay.
Because you're going to be screwing with the Oscars again, just like you do every year.
I already did. We've already played the ambient sound this morning at 7:29.
Thank you.
All right. What do you want?
I was just going to say, do you think this means that Papa Do's would come to town as long as they could put wheels underneath their restaurant?
Oh, I like that. Thank you so much. Right.
Harry, thank you.
I'm sure there is a trailer ordinance, though.
It's a way to get around that now. Just put wheels under your restaurant. Can have as many dang colors as you want on your sign. All right, I know.
So at what point then does somebody drag in like one of those big giant 32-foot Holiday Ramblers?
Again, I don't know. We'll just see.
We've got limited seating.
Look, the entrepreneurial spirit is alive and well. No matter what kind of regulations you put out there, the business community tries to find ways that'll make it work for them, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's a good thing as far as
I'm concerned. Sure, absolutely. As long as it's the right color.
I like the idea of wheels under your restaurant, though. It's a pretty good deal. All right, so I know that there are times when okay. See where we're going. Hello?
You will see the banquet bus arrive.
The banquet bus. I like that. Yes,
brought to you by Luby's.
Hello?
Yes, it really is a slow news day, isn't it?
It is. Well, no, it's not. Now, wait a minute. No.
Yes,
we are here to make sure that you're aware of this situation. I mean, it's like the pool hall and the Music Man. We won't let you know ahead of time.
Trouble right here.
Yeah. All right. I was going to do this, but we've taken up so much time that before.
No, I'll shorten sports.
No, it's okay. Before 8 o'clock, because I know that this is something that people worry about, but we have for you today the top names by profession. In other words, if you wanted to know what's the most popular name among car salesmen, farmers, police officers,
like
and lawyers, yes, sir, we will have that for you this morning.
For help are still coming in weekly from companies with sharp copiers who've seen their service continue on that slippery slope downhill. Here at Texas Document Solutions, a local, debt-free, employee-owned company, we answer the call. We put you in charge. We guarantee service and support in writing, and that promise of accountability is backed by a 40-year heritage. percentage of customer satisfaction. No 800 numbers, no voicemail, everything local. Texas Document Solutions. If your Sharp copier service has gone downhill or you're being pushed to trade in your reliable Sharp for a Xerox, give us a call for a proposal to service and support your existing copiers or a proposal on new technology from Sharp using our Flex Rental Program. It provides total flexibility to downsize or upgrade with no penalty, no gimmicks. Call or go online. 775-5500. 775-5500.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Kids aren't one size fits all when it comes to parenting. You have to give careful thought to each child's individual personality. And that's especially true if you have a strong-willed child. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Not long ago, my wife Jean and I experienced firsthand how the mind of a strong-willed child works. Jean had set out some chocolates in the living room for her and her friends to have coffee. Later, she discovered half the chocolates had been eaten. My wife confronted our strong-willed son and asked if he had eaten all the chocolates. Not one to back down when challenged, he responded, "No, I didn't eat all of them." You see, strong-willed children, by definition, are not compliant. They rarely concede or admit defeat. They don't hang their head when they're wrong. In fact, they're prepared to do battle in whatever way necessary to hang on to even a shred of control. And therein lies an important secret to parenting strong-willed children. Maintain your authority, but whenever possible, allow them to exercise a little control. For example, instead of telling your child to mow the yard right now, let them have until the end of the day. Or when it's nap time for your younger kids, give them some latitude on where to take a nap. The bottom line is you have to be creative when your child is strong-willed. They've always got energy for a fight when it's a question of who's in control. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199, 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels. It is 7:52. Texas A&M freshman defensive end Miles Garrett was named to the Football Writers Association of America Freshman All-American team. Garrett from Arlington Martin High School had a record-setting freshman season with the Aggs, breaking the old A&M record set by Sam Adams in 91 and matching DeMontre Moore's mark in 2010. He also tore down the SEC freshman mark of quarterback sacks at 8 by knocking off South Carolina's Jadeveon Clowney. That was set back in 2011. Not to be outdone, the seniors do pretty well for themselves as they represent both sides in the 2015 NFL Players Association Collegiate Bowl this Saturday, as several Aggie senior football players will compete. The game will be held at Cal State in Carson City, California, and the American squad is led by Mike Holmgren. Offensive lineman from Navasota, Texas, Jarvis Harrison will be there, as well as Aggie captain and defensive back DeSager Everett, deep snapper Alex Freeman, and place kicker Josh Lambeau. On the other side of the field, tight end Cameron Clear and wide receiver Malcolm Kennedy head up the group. Aggie All-American offensive lineman Cedric Obwehi was slated to play, but due to a knee injury, will not compete. The game kicks off at 3 and will be televised on ESPN2 for your last chance to see those senior Aggies play. The number 4 Texas A&M women's swimming and diving team will compete against some of the world's best talent at the Arena Pro Swim Series that starts this morning in Austin. They crank things up in the pool at 9 a.m. 3 NFL teams have filled coaching vacancies. San Francisco promoted defensive line coach Jim Tomsula to replace Jim Harbaugh, who moved down the road to the University of Michigan. The New York Jets hired Arizona Cardinals defensive coordinator Todd Bowles, and Oakland Raiders have decided former Jacksonville head coach and Denver defensive coordinator Jack Del Rio is their replacement as head coach. And by the way, Rex Ryan starting to settle in now in Buffalo with the Bills.
I have one more shot to be a head coach, and I have to get it done. And I understand I won't have another opportunity and don't want another opportunity. This is the shot that I want.
That leaves 3 NFL teams on the prowl for new head coaches. The Denver Broncos, Atlanta Falcons, and Chicago Bears still have openings. The Bears, however, are looking maybe to pick up John Fox from the Broncos. He was in Chicago yesterday for interviews. In NCAA coaching, TCU coach Gary Patterson was rewarded for helping the Horned Frogs to an impressive turnaround this past season. He won the Paul Bear Bryant College Coach of the Year award last night. Patterson led the Horned Frogs to a 12-1 record a year after they went 4-8. And surprising absolutely no one, Heisman Trophy winning quarterback Marcus Mariota has opted to leave Oregon and jump into the NFL. Mariota won every major award he qualified for, including the Associated Press Offensive Player of the Year and the Pac-12 Offensive Player of the Year as well. Setting a Pac-12 record, he had 58 touchdown passes this past season. In NBA action, Ty Lawson had 29 points and 12 assists to help the Denver Nuggets beat the slumping Dallas Mavericks 114-107. The ever-sage Rick Carlisle said balance is good and losing is, well, bad.
Well, it's one of our calling cards. You know, we need balance every night. So, and tonight without Dirk and, you know, and Chandler and Rondo in there, it was going to be even more important. So, you know, I haven't studied this thing yet, but, you know, we did some good things, but, you know, losing's no good around here.
The Mavs will try and right the ship with the night off tonight. They host Denver tomorrow night and tip things off at 7:30. Victor Oladipo had 32 points as the Orlando Magic rallied to beat the Houston Rockets 120-113. Houston had a 1-point lead entering the fourth quarter, but were outscored by 8 points in the Magic in the final 12 minutes. H-Town coach Kevin McHale said the Rockets just flat got rolled.
They all played us tonight. I mean, that's just the bottom line. That team played a lot harder, played with more desperation. We had 21 turnovers. They had 26 points off, but we did not. We didn't play very well.
Houston is in Oklahoma City tonight. They'll tip things off against the Thunder at 7.
Parker looking for Green. Step back on the right wing. Danny Green for 3. And Green got it.
Danny Green was hot, but not as hot as Manu Ginobili. Ginobili finished with 27 points and was 10 of 14 shooting. And the Spurs beat the Charlotte Hornets 98-93 to snap the Hornets' winning streak at 5 games. Spurs will get a break tonight and welcome Portland into San Antonio tomorrow at 7:30. And in NCAA Lone Star action, the Baylor Bears pulled the big upset over number 11, Iowa State, 74-73. And that's been a look at your sports brought to you by Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care. For living assistant caregivers specializing in memory care, go to visitingangels.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
During countless hunting and fishing trips, Dad taught me about life and being a man. I've never forgotten those words of wisdom, but now that Dad is starting to forget things, I know that as a man, it's my responsibility to make sure he's taken care of. That's why I'm so thankful for Visiting Angels. Dad loves having Courtney around to help him with dinner, keep the house tidy, and just have some company. Specialized caregiver for your loved one. VisitingAngels.com.
Howdy, I'm Dr. Andy Hansen of Central Texas Vein Center. Are you troubled by unhealthy or unsightly varicose veins or spider veins? We are the leading authority in the treatment of varicose and spider veins. Continue to trust your vein care to the hands of a board-certified, DeBakey-trained cardiovascular surgeon with over 30 years' experience. I personally perform the diagnostic venous ultrasound, and we offer free vein screenings every Friday to give you an on-the-spot diagnosis and treatment plan. We are now accepting Scott & White Health Insurance. Be sure to like us on Facebook and check out our special offers. And remember, don't let your veins become a pain.
Okay, all right, it's 2 minutes till quick. Let's go to Hollywood. Here we go and see what they've got. Wait, let's see.
Sunday night, February 22nd, to celebrate these incredibly incredible artists and films at the Oscars with our host, Neil Patrick Harris. Right. See you at the Oscars.
So we missed them. Fortunately, I wrote them down.
Oh, good.
All right, so here we go. So here are for supporting actor. The nominees are Robert, Ethan, Edward, Mark, and J.K. For supporting actress, they're Trisha, Laura, Kira, Emma, and Meryl. For actor, it's Steve, Bradley, Benedict, Michael, and Eddie. And for actress, it's Marion, Felicity, Julianne, Rossman, and Reese. Well, I figure if you follow the movies, you know who these people are, right? Wait. I think I have one category that we could.
Performance by an actress in a leading role.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one I wanted. Okay. So we do have that. We'll have those. We just want to have complete coverage of this. All right. So you wanted to know. Oh, we don't have time.
I knew we were going to do that. I just knew it.
We'll do it after 8 o'clock. I'm sorry. The sports went long. How's that?
I said I caught it.
Because we needed to hear some coach say that losing is not good around here. As they continue to lose.
Oh, Scott, you tease.
Well, plus we needed to talk about food truck colors.
Okay.
Anyway, the 5 most common ways for you to catch a cold. I want you to think about this if you're a germaphobe. The handshake. Be sure and wash your hands often. Always shake hands with somebody, then go right for the alcohol stuff.
Yes,
that always
great.
Makes them feel good. The phone. Yes, that nasty thing that you pick up. Yes, your phone that you've got in your pocket. Close range sneezing. What, as opposed to broadcast sneezing?
Yes.
And then eating from common utensils. Don't lick a fork after a friend. Just saying. WTAW, College Station Bryan, 8 o'clock. The librarians are here after the news.